Manu Patra alerts dated the 9th of September 2019. Securities Appellate Tribunal, SAT, in a major setback to Securities and Exchange Board of India has overturned the market's regulator's order banning PricewaterhouseCoopers, PwC, from auditing any listed company for 2 years for its role in the 7,800 crore rupees ATM scam. However, SAT partly allowed disgorgement of the 13 crore rupee fee from the auditor. Supreme Court has directed the central government and the government of Delhi to divide equally between them the cost of land for the phase 4 of Delhi Metro, and said that both should release the money within 3 weeks. Supreme Court has refused to release for 3 more months the 10 crore rupee deposited by Karthi Chidambaram with the Apex Court's registry for travelling abroad. The court said the amount will continue to remain in fixed deposit for another 3 months. Supreme Court has issued notices to the central government on a petition challenging the legality of recent amendments to the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, 1967, UAPA, allowing it to declare an individual a terrorist and also attach his or her properties even before trial. Supreme Court said while taking strong exception to the State High Court's tinkering of its 2017 verdict on right to conduct administration in prayers in churches in a dispute between two factions that tell judges in Kerala that they are part of India, the top court set aside the Kerala High Court order that prayer services at the churches should be performed alternately by the two rival factions of the Malankara Church. Supreme Court has rejected a public interest litigation, PIL, to restrict members of Parliament, MP, and members of Legislative Assembly from practicing legal profession till they demit their office. Supreme Court has given the authorities time till the 20th of September to demolish the illegal apartment blocks at the Maradu Panchayat in Ernakulam district of Kerala for violating stringent coastal zone regulations. Apex Court cast stayed the liquidation of debt-laden Amtek Auto on a plea move by lenders of the company, and issued notice to the resolution professional, seeking his response. The New Delhi-based integrated component manufacturer was headed for liquidation following a judgment of the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal on the 16th of August. Madras High Court has partially allowed an appeal by Cognizant against a single judge order while upholding its direction to the company to approach the Tax Appellate Authority for a remedy. The order was issued on an appeal filed by the company against a single judge order rejecting its petition against the Income Tax Department's demand of 2,806 crore rupees in connection to a scheme of arrangement the company made to buy back shares from its shareholders in 2016. Delhi High Court has dismissed 15 appeals by the Financial Intelligence Unit of the Finance Ministry against an order of the Appellate Tribunal of the Prevention of Money Laundering which set aside the fine imposed on banks for failing to report suspected transactions. Kerala High Court has directed the Advocate General to inform it about the authenticity of an audio clip from a telephonic conversation between a police official and a CPM leader in which the former is questioned about his alleged misbehavior with the leader of the Students Federation of India. Bombay High Court has said that courts seem to have time machines, where cases go on indefinitely while referring to the inordinate time litigations take to end in Indian courts. In a judgment in a case pertaining to the Rent Control Act, the court observed that the litigation started in 1986, several appeals, applications and pleas later, the issue remained unresolved, while the original landowner and original tenants are no more. Delhi High Court has approved recording of statement of the Unnao rape survivor at the Trauma Center of All India Institute of Medical Science, AIIMS. A notification to this effect was issued by the Delhi High Court from the administrative side. It said Special Judge Dharmesh Sharma, who is conducting trial of the cases, shall record her testimony. Bombay High Court has refused to terminate a 27-week fetus and observed that after birth, If the 15-year-old mother desires that the child should be adopted by someone else, she could approach an NGO. The plea was rejected on the basis that medical opinion submitted to the court stated that there were no abnormalities detected in the sonography of the fetus. Delhi High Court has directed the centre to enhance the compensation paid to the deceased's wife while declaring that a CRPF constable, who was found mysteriously hanging near Dharampur railway station in Himachal Pradesh in January 2013, had died an unnatural death. The court dismissed the centre's submission that there are no new facts evidence brought to their notice during re-evaluation which would indicate that the death is anything other than suicide. Kerala High Court has observed while granting divorce to a man that harassing a husband and his family for a considerably long time by filing false complaints itself amounts to mental cruelty. Bombay High Court has permitted a Hindu to observe Muharram at his house and has directed the police to ensure that his observance of the religious event was not obstructed by anyone. Guwahati High Court has set aside Foreigners Tribunal's ex parte order which declared a Border Security Force official and his wife as foreigners. The official who is posted in Punjab at present with the BSF was declared a foreigner along with his wife by the tribunal. Delhi High Court has directed the AAP government to take over management of private schools unable to pay hiked salaries as per the 7th Central Pay Commission to teachers. State Consumer Disputes Raid Raisal, SCDRC, Chandigarh has fined retail chain Big Bazaar for charging customers for carry bags. The SCDRC has termed it as deficiency in services and has levied a fine of 11,518 rupees on the retail chain. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has rejected a plea challenging National Company Law Tribunal's, NCLT's, order to initiate insolvency proceedings against Aditya Estates over the claims filed by ICICI Bank UK, PLCA three-member bench of NCLAT. The order of NCLT and dismissed the claims of Aditya Kumar Jajodia that ICICI Bank UK PLC was not a direct financial creditor of Aditya Estates.